From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. A recent 10-year update to the U.S. Forest Service Forest Inventory and Analysis data reveals that New Hampshire now has a slightly higher percentage, 85% of the state, now forested. Yet just as our human population is aging, a so-called silver tsunami, our forests are likewise aging. More than half the timberland in New Hampshire, 57%, is older than 61 years old. As forests age, they change in composition. A higher percentage is now shade-loving hemlock, beech, yellow birch, and sugar maple. While many people think older forests and larger trees sound great, there are species of wildlife and trees dependent on young forest conditions. Data reveals only 13% of the state's forest is less than 40 years old. Seedlings, saplings, and small-diameter brushy forests of sun-loving trees, paper birch, pin cherry, and poplar, are less common. These pioneer species established on abandoned farm pastures or in large clear cuts greater than 10 acres. They cannot establish in partial shade. They require large openings to regenerate and survive. Think shopping mall parking lot size, only without the asphalt. Large open clearings sustain hot, dry microclimate conditions these trees need to establish, compete, and thrive. Even-age timber harvests, clear cuts, have fallen out of public favor. Some speculate that reticence to recreate the conditions favored by young forests of sun-loving pioneer trees will impact the abundance of our state tree, paper birch. Healthy forests, comprised of different ages, sizes, and tree species, are analogous to healthy human communities with diverse age profiles. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.